This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump told his staff to withhold about $400 million in aid to Ukraine days before a phone call with the country's leader that is at the center of a debate between Congress and the White House over a whistleblower complaint. President Trump is said to have pushed for an investigation into leading Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter, who served for years on the board of a Ukrainian gas company.
I put no pressure on them whatsoever. I could have. I think it would probably, possibly have been okay if I did. But I didn't. I didn't put any pressure on them whatsoever.
He insists additionally there was no quid pro quo.
I did not make a statement that you have to do this or I'm not going to give you aid. I wouldn't do that.
Reports from the Associated Press, Washington Post, and New York Times all cited multiple senior administration officials saying Trump froze the funding and that the order was communicated to the State Department and the Pentagon with the explanation that he was looking into whether the money needed to be spent. On Monday, Trump met with French President Emmanuel Macron, who is apparently attempting to ease the tensions between the U.S. and Iran. VOA's senior White House correspondent Steve Herman.
Trump appears to be rebuffing Macron's efforts with Iran.
We're not looking for any mediators. They know who to call.
In a joint statement, Britain, France, and Germany are holding Iran responsible for recent attacks on Saudi oil installations, which has prompted concerns about the possibility of war between the West and the Islamic Republic. Trump says he'll be talking about Iran's aggression in his address Tuesday to the UN General Assembly. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the United Nations.
And that speech is scheduled to get underway just a few minutes from right now. This is VOA News. The families of more than 300 people killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes are eligible for compensation from the airline. Boeing set up a $50 million fund to compensate the families of those who died in the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. The fund began taking applications for compensation Monday and will continue through the end of the year. The U.S. territory of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands are expected to feel the effects of Tropical Depression Karen to the islands on Tuesday. The National Weather Service warned Monday that Karen was expected to bring flash floods and mudslides to the islands. Puerto Rico is still recovering from the devastation caused by Hurricane Maria 2 years ago. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday that she hoped peaceful and rational dialogue will help find a way out of the protests gripping the city.
I would say that if on Thursday evening we could have a two-hour session to engage with 150 members of the public who spend the 2 hours with us, exchanging views and communicating ideas in a candid, frank manner, that would be regarded as a successful dialogue.
Amnesty International on Tuesday urged the Hong Kong government to investigate the use of police force. Joshua Rosenzweig is the Amnesty East Asia director.
From those experiences, we can see a common thread running through that the Hong Kong government is failing to facilitate, failing to allow allow peaceful assembly, to allow critical political speech, because of the concern that somehow this would be violating the one country, two systems principle.
The government has urged the public to come forth to help the investigation. A U.S. Army soldier is under arrest for sharing bomb-making instructions on social media. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Prosecutors say Jared William Smith discussed a plan to kill far-left-leaning activists and suggested bombing a major news network, which was not identified. They say Smith also described how to build a cell phone-triggered bomb and that he was interested in going to Ukraine to fight with a paramilitary group. The 24-year-old Smith was stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration is doing away with so-called catch and release for Central American immigrants who illegally cross into the United States. Under catch and release, Border Patrol agents who catch illegal migrants temporarily detain them until they are assigned a court date for an immigration hearing and then release them. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
And broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up.